We are inside the Tiki Bar with John Hiatt. The song you just heard, All the Lilacs in Ohio, it's from a brand new album called The Tiki Bar is Open. John, I couldn't tell if that song was a character study or a first-person remembrance. Is it okay with you if the listener doesn't get the song right away?
Oh, sure. You know, it's fiction, you know, this stuff. So I like that idea. I think Flannery O'Connor, the great author, said that the idea behind fiction is to open up the possibilities. You know, it's not to pinpoint anything. It's to open up all kinds of possibilities. And so, yeah, it can mean different things to different people. You know, I actually swiped the title from one of my favorite movies, Lost Weekend. I don't know who the director was, but Ray Milland was in it. And it was a story of he was trying to write the great book, which I also mentioned in the song, the great love story. And his character, he was a drunk and a writer. You know, what an odd combination. so it was, the movie was sort of about his struggles with the bottle and the muse, his muse. But at one point he's talking to Joe the bartender, and he says, you know, Joe, you're trying to write about love. It's so hard because you got to get the details right. He said, like, she's going to meet you for lunch one day and she can't make it, but she sends you a note and of regret, and you open it up and it smells like all the lilacs in Ohio. So.
Now, wait a minute. You said this stuff is fiction? Because I thought every word on every John Hiatt record was straight from you, man.
No, hey, it's, you know, I'm in there. My friends, you be careful, Jody. You might be in there. You know, it's like, I kind of liken it to, it's like I collect shrapnel, you know, from taking hits, being alive, you know, as we all do. And it seems like when you write these songs, the music kind of shakes loose one or more pieces of that shrapnel, and then you have a story all of a sudden.
Well, speaking of the music, I think we have to file All the Lilacs in Ohio, at least in this rendition, under punk bluegrass.
Swamp Clash we called it.
And Sonny Landreth is playing some sort of Chinese guitar part.
Is that whacked or what? Yeah, he went off, man. He was playing my Telecaster on that song. If you listen, it's really that. It's like that accordion music from that Cajun stuff. You know, just on hyper speed and played on electric guitar.
It's frantic.
Yeah.
And so I'm feeling like you weren't creatively stifled by the corporate music bullies.
There weren't any of them guys around.
I mean, you've outlived at least a couple of your former labels.
Yeah, there's more than one that's gone down the tubes since I've been around, but they always seem to surface with another company.
But now you're with the independent label Vanguard. Does that mean no suits trying to get you to write a hit that sounds like the flavor of the month?
Well, you know, not to go suit bashing, because I don't think it's really fair. I think these guys and gals are just trying to, you know, get a record on, to use the David Bowie line. And a lot of times I've gotten good advice over the years. I've gotten a lot of bad advice. It's just the difference of working with people trying to influence you and working with nobody trying to influence you. And for me, at this stage in my musical life, this works so much better to just be able to put out the kind of records I want to put out when I want to put them out, and it just works out so much better for me.
And for a lot of people, I think it's a brave new world, because you can actually make money from a record that doesn't sell 6 million copies.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, part of what happened, I think, in the corporatizing of the music business, is it opened up the door for sort of the smaller concerns, and the artists, the sort of midline, if you will, artists who can go out and sell, you know, 100,000 or 200 or 300 or 400, you know, even up to a gold record, you know, the major labels aren't really that interested in, because I guess because they're overhead and the way they're set up, you know, if you don't sell a million or two, you're not happening. So I think it's created an opportunity. It created a vacuum. That's where all these new, well, Vanguard's not new, but they've certainly stepped up to the plate, right, and been more visible than they had in a while. You know, they were able to step up and fill the vacuum.
I think the music lovers benefit.
Totally.
I mean, take a record like Crossing Muddy Waters, your last record. How many major labels would want to put out a record with just a songwriter and no rhythm section? On Muddy Waters, it seemed like you were casting your domestic situation in a down cycle. Of course, I know it's all fiction.
Yeah.
And then on Tiki Bar, there's love songs like Hanging Round Here,
yeah,
Rock of Your Love.
Yeah.
Makes it seem like everything's cool with the family.
Yeah, well, I had to come out with this, with the up positive love songs. You know, my wife is getting ready to change the locks on the door.
There's one new song that's somewhere in between. It's called Something Broken in My Heart.
Yeah.
Seems to be happy and sad at the same time. Am I on the right track here?
I wrote that song. I was over in Amsterdam. We were doing some shows. It was about 98, I think, when I wrote that song. And we were staying in a hotel for a week and doing shows. You know, Holland's a tiny country. So we were doing a show up in northern Holland and then driving back and staying in camping out in Amsterdam. And it was right on Dam Square, which is sort of the red light district. And so there were like drug dealers underneath my window. And, you know, it's all very innocuous compared to the States because nobody's armed. So it's a little different scene. But so I just kind of got a little dark for a moment.